Chapter 52, today's shir is sponsored in memory of Shmuel Herschel ben Shammai Shmaya, Zecher Nishmas Yisrael Meir ben Yochanan, and Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Yisrael Moshe ben Eliezer Halevi, all of their neshamas should have an aliyah. The benefit of the financial loss. The Chovos HaLevavos tells us that the Baal B'tochon has an advantage when it comes to how he views his monetary issues. He views the lack of money as a favor from God. This relates back to the vital concept of reframing. Chovos HaLevavos illustrates this through an incident in Maseches Bava Basra about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. But first, he reminds us that just as our income is decided in Rosh Hashanah, our losses are decided then as well. The following story is his illustration of this idea. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gadol Hador, dreamed one night that his nephews were going to lose a large sum of money. Let's say $100,000, for example. He didn't tell them about the dream, but all year he kept calling them about various charitable causes, each time with the goal of trying to convince them to make donations that would add up to the total amount of the loss that he saw in his dream. Through his urging, they donated very close to the amount, let's say $91,000. Then, on Erev Yom Kippur, the nephews found out that they owed back taxes and were fined $9,000. They were nervous. Could it be a coincidence that this happened on Erev Yom Kippur? They asked their uncle about it. They were surprised to discover that he knew the exact amount that they were fined, and then told them about his dream, and how he had tried all year to get them to give tzedakah in the amount so they could experience their loss without a fine. When they asked him why he hadn't just told them about the dream earlier, he said he wanted them to give l'shma, for the sake of heaven, without ulterior motives. The Chofetz Chaim asks the question about this story. Are income and losses decided separately? Isn't the outcome the same? Why did Rabbi Yochanan speak of a loss of the money and not just say that their total assets, including both income and losses, are determined on Rosh Hashanah? He explains that the nephews were supposed to have various problems that year, but Hashem allows monetary losses to serve as a kapara for the decree. So, for example, if someone is supposed to break a leg, he might instead lose $100. That loss would serve as a kapara. The pain Hashem has inflicted on him is in truth a chesed that Hashem has done for him. However, Hashem gives us another, more beneficial way to lose that money, by giving tzedakah. If we're going to lose it one way, example in the stock market, or another way, when the rabbi calls for a donation, surely we would rather the latter. The Baal B'tochen can look at his losses as a kapara. Moreover, he sees every knock on the door as an opportunity that Hashem is sending to him, not only to earn a kapara, but to turn the monetary loss into a spiritual gain. By giving tzedakah, that is, the Baal B'tochen's outlook throughout the day and throughout his life. So, if we apply these two ideas of what we learned in the last chapter, and what we learned a while ago about reframing, we're able to understand that even that which we see as quote-unquote a loss can be turned into a positive opportunity. If we take that moment or that opportunity and realize that we could be giving tzedakah, for example, and we take that away from our loss column, so then we'll realize that even when we're supposed to give up our money, it can be a positive and a benefit for us. Similar to the story that we read today, I know a rabbi who told me that there was one time that he had an incident with his car. I forget exactly what it was, but there was some major problem with his car that it was going to cost him rather a couple $100. And when he got home, he told his wife, and they were thinking about it and talking about it, and in the midst of the conversation, they realized that they had forgotten to give Meiser on a recent check they received. And when they pulled out that check or the pay stub, whatever it was, they realized that the amount of Meiser that they owed was, I'm not going to say exactly the same, but eerily close to the same amount that this car damage was supposed to cost. They gave the Meiser, and when they checked their car out again, whatever the issue was no longer there. They were able to remedy their situation by taking that financial loss and putting it into the positive through a Meister donation, as opposed to a complete loss through damage to their car. So this connects back to yesterday's ideas. When we start taking opportunities to carve out some of the money for the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, realizing that Hashem is in charge of this money too, so we understand to reframe our minds and realize that even when we're supposed to give up our money, there are opportunities for us to actually gain and grow from.